Hey, this is Homer. You are listening to the second ever episode, hopefully, of Vital Signs. I almost forgot my podcast name, so that's a good start. I am not doing super good. In fact, this should be the lowest possible point I could have imagined of since a very long time, but that's the point of doing this, that to check on myself and also to encourage you to do the same, so we hang on together. Yeah, so check on my vital signs that I have been sleeping less than I should. Not mainly because of my medicine. My medicines are fine. Last week I started using Vyvanse. That's a slow release, but basically amphetamine, ADHD medicine, and surprisingly enough, it's not the reason that I can't fall asleep or I don't go to bed on time as usual. But yeah, if I sleep, I sleep okay, good enough, everything considered. So that's that, but Vyvanse definitely completely cancels out your appetite. This is the first time in my life I need to actually remind myself, yes, that eating is a thing that people do, and I am one of people, and so I also need to do that to like makes it like a chore, a thing that you need to do in order to stay alive, and not a thing that your body tells you to do or whatsoever. I don't feel hungry anymore, which is very strange. But because I don't have a lot of other things from other things keeping me from like eating and remembering that foods exist, so I haven't got myself extremely hungry or whatever. So that's also good that I would look at this is 2 p.m. now, you need lunch, something like that. I would look at my timetable and decide, yeah, that this is time for food, even though we're not hungry, but we should eat. So that part I am also doing, everything considered, good enough. And last time I talked about I should start exercising again. I agree with with myself from 2 weeks ago, and but you know a lot of things that you know they're good, but it doesn't mean like you would necessarily actually do it. So I haven't started exercising again, but every time when I talk about this, I feel very optimistic. Maybe this week is not the week. Maybe next week. Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope next week. So that's my vital signs. What about you? Have you been sleeping well? Have you been eating well? Have you been drinking enough water? Because yeah, that's another thing of Vyvanse that A lot of people have a dry mouth as a side effect. It's a very common side effect of this medicine. But at the same time, you also don't really feel the sense of that your body needs water. So that's really strange that you have dry mouth all the time. And at the same time, you forget to drink water. My solution is that I have one cup of tea and one cup of water by my hand all the time. That's and it's very visible on my table. So when I see it, and I would remember that they have been there for a whole morning and I haven't touched them. It's not right. So I should drink some water. Yeah, that's how I do that. Okay, so please do that. Please water yourself and water your plant. This one, because I know people start a podcast and they do like two episodes and they forget about it, right? So if this is my second ever, no, if this is my second and last episode, I want this to be about survivor's guilt. This is a thing that I think I am just assuming you know me. I'm assuming you know a little bit of what happened and is still happening as my background, but if you don't, thank you. If you don't know me but still listening to this, I don't know why, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but you are very welcome. I consider myself a survivor of this crisis of the century. Not that first one you immediately think of when we say crisis of the century. Another crisis of the century. Because I left China in 2017. And later, I remember in 2018 summer or something, I remember a friend just randomly showed up on some chatting app and said that you left at a basically latest possible time, and you were very lucky. Yeah, I left when it was still possible. Left my sibling in Beijing, left my parents at home, and started living in Sweden. That's the background. And then things happened. And now I am a survivor of that. And I know a lot of people feel that. A lot of people have a sense of survivor's guilt, and I have seen people on social media asking that how exactly are people supposed to deal with this sense of guilt. I have a suggestion. You don't have to be an Uyghur person in order to feel survivor's guilt. If you are from China and you live overseas, and for past couple of years you look back and wow. I think it's quite normal if you feel much lighter, but still a sense of surviving that thing and accidentally surviving that thing, maybe because you didn't know that China's version of the pandemic. It's very different from the rest of the world. People suffering, it's still very hard to watch, and you might also feel survivor's guilt from that. So now I have a suggestion about how does a person live with this feeling? And my suggestion is that you accept it. You accept you survived this thing. You accept that you now own this label of a survivor of a thing, and acknowledge that you are unfortunately luckier than rest of this population that you identify with, or what else. And it's very hard. It's actually extremely hard to do, because it feels like, it might feel like a betrayal, because you left, you are out of this collective suffering bubble, and you are in your own comfortable little Swedish IKEA bubble, and watching things happen. It is hard. It is hard. It's not an easy way out. There's no easy way out of a crisis. And I'm feeling very tense inside. I didn't expect to feel this much tension from just saying that, but yeah, that's what happens. That's how it feels like. Accepting your status of being a survivor is really hard, because you, if you are like me, you'll have a negative self-talk. You'll have for me, I named my negative self-talk just my depression talking. It's easier to say my depression talking. It's my depression talking. It's not myself. It's not me judging myself for something, or it's not me really thinking that I'm a bad person for whatever. It's my depression talking. That's my way to distance myself from a lot of very harsh things going on in my mind. I think we also, this character also appeared in last episode when I talked about the body image issues, and now it's much harsher. When we talk about survivor's guilt, your negative self-talk, my depression, she would show up and say, "So, by survivor's guilt, do you mean you were having this sense of pain, this sense of suffering, because you are not suffering. And my answer is yes. Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Because I was not there. Because I didn't suffer that. Because I survived that shit. And now I'm feeling like shit. And that adds another layer of survivor's guilt. Because you're not only feeling guilty for surviving, and you're definitely gonna later feel guilty for feeling shit about your survival, because you survived. And so my solution is that do not start that layering of pain, but you sit down, come to peace with yourself, and you just accept it. It's painful because to be a survivor, you need to first accept the fact that you are also a victim of this thing, but you survived. You are a potential victim of this thing, and you survived. Or for a lot of us, we are not directly physically affected by Xinjiang crisis or other crisis, but we are affected in slightly different, lighter version of that crisis. So I think my first step was that I am okay with being a victim. I am okay with being a survivor. I am okay with having this label to be part of my identity, to be part of who I am. I'm okay with this. I'm not gonna fight. I'm not gonna fight myself for surviving, and I'm not gonna feel because now I am a victim, and because society told us that you have a general population, or you have a default, healthy, normal, happy, neurotypical person, and you have subhumans, all this, whatever minority status you have, and it feels like if I accept that I am a survivor, if I accept that I'm a victim of this, it somehow means I'm lesser than. I am lesser than before. I am broken. And that's hard to accept. But because it's a fact. And you need to, if we want to deal with it, we have to accept it, and then talk about next step, and then only then we can start to heal and to move forward with it. There's no move on. There's no move on. You carry it. It's heavy, but you carry it and you move. That's what we do. That's what we're gonna do. I have my note. Let's check. I lost anything? Okay. Now, you are a victim doesn't mean you also accept the cause. I don't know who am I convincing, but I think you don't need to hear this. I hope you don't need to hear this, but accepting the fact that you are hurt, you are injured, it doesn't mean accepting the action of hurting you, or even legitimizing the action of hurting or injuring you. We disagree with a genocide. We disagree treating people like trash. But at the same time, we accept that we are injured. We accept the result of that action that we fundamentally disagree with, against. I hope I made myself clear enough. It's been 20 something minutes. I was not hoping. I was expecting to be more efficient. And that's a very hard thing to do, but and it might not come as natural. I used to feel that I need to feel that guilt. I need to punish myself for surviving. I need to feel the pain. I need to feel the pain in order to ease my guilt. And let me tell you, now that I look back, I think that was an easier way out. It's easier to hurt yourself comparing to face the reality and accept it and start to heal, start to move forward. It's so much harder. It's so much easier to just soak oneself in the pain, in the guilt, and just lie there, right? It's so much easier. I am the expert. I am an expert of nothing, but my ADHD brain is the expert of soaking in negative feelings and doing absolutely nothing about it. And I did that. I was there. It helps absolutely nothing. And I was just punishing myself for literally for the Chinese garments crime, and for but then in that sense I was helping them. I was on their side because they clearly wanted to hurt me. They wanted to erase the whole population of my people, and that means I am one of their targets. So don't do that. Don't do that. Don't hurt yourself more for surviving. but to embrace. Embrace your survival. Embrace the fact that you are here. Embrace the fact you are listening to me and clearly you want to get out of this. And let's get out of this by being kind to ourselves. And trust me, it's hard. But you know what? I look at these things in, sometimes I look at these things as if I'm the like pain manager of humanity as a whole. And I would think that you and I survived this thing. We didn't end up in a concentration camp or whatsoever. That means humanity as a whole, we have 1-2 people less. 2 less units of pain produced in this whole situation. My mind is flying all over the place, but at the end of the day, 1 less person suffering is a plus to, I don't know, the universe. If you believe in the universe, we, us not suffering, is a plus. It's a good thing. So we accept that. We embrace that. We don't punish ourselves. I thought I would finish this in like less than 10 minutes, but it's been half an hour. So I'm gonna wrap it up. I wanted this to be shorter, but I got emotional, but I guess that's a point of doing an audio thing, that we communicate on a more human-to-human level. And it's surprisingly rare in these days that we can talk to people on the other side of the earth whenever we want, but that sense of treating each other as humans is quite rare. It's quite rare that I think it's really important that we remember that we are humans and we need to treat ourselves and each other as humans. Yeah, that's a nice note to close. I'm happy with this. I hope this gives you a little bit of strength, a little bit of warmth. And if my ADHD brain allows me, I'll talk to you later.